This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gopak. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah has said that the government will set up multipurpose primary agricultural credit society PACS in around 2 lakh gram panchayats within the next 5 years. Shah announced this while addressing the Sarkar Se Samriddhi program held at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar on the occasion of 102nd International Day of Cooperation, emphasizing on economic cooperation among cooperatives. Shah urged all the district and state cooperatives of the country to conduct their financial transactions only in cooperative banks in order to strengthen the cooperative bank network. Talking about the several initiatives taken by the central government for the empowerment of the cooperative sector in the country, Shah stressed on expanding the cooperative network to make cooperatives viable. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 4-day visit to Orissa beginning today. The president will attend an event marking the 96th death anniversary of Utkalamani Pandit Gopabandhu Das at Bhubaneswar this evening. Tomorrow, President Murmu will witness the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan to be held tomorrow at the holy coastal town of Puri. During her visit, the president will visit Udaya Guri and Khandagari caves at Bhubaneswar and interact with the students of Vibhuti Kanungo College of Arts and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture on Monday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the future of the country is determined by the youth, and the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will lead our country towards the vision of a developed nation. He said that the country has good environment for the youth to grow and they can develop their interest and talent in India. The Vice President was addressing the 12th graduation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology in Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala today. Dhankar said that our country is developing and the global organizations like International Monetary Fund and World Bank had acknowledged it. He further appreciated the efforts of ISRO in taking the space sector to greater heights that helped in improving foreign relations and improving life of people at large. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast light and moderate rainfall over northwest, central, east and northeast India during the next 5 days. Heavy rainfall is likely over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till 9th of this month. Met Department has predicted heavy rain in Punjab and West Madhya Pradesh tomorrow. Light to moderate rainfall is likely over Kerala, Lakshadweep, coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa and Gujarat during the next 5 days. In Assam, normal life has been disrupted due to the second wave of floods. Over 24 lakh people in 30 districts are reeling under the fury of floods. However, no death has been reported in the last 24 hours. The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places in Upper Assam. 47,000 flood hit people are taking shelter at government-run temporary relief camps in Assam district. Administration are distributing rice, dal, salt, oil to affected people. Surging water caused damages to several roads, bridges, embankments and culverts at multiple places. Guwahati city has also witnessed waterlogging in the last 48 hours due to incessant rains. Meanwhile, the Kaziranga National Park Authority has rescued nearly 100 wild animals so far, while around 90 animals died due to floods. Amarnath Yatra has been temporarily suspended on both routes to the cave shrine in South Kashmir, Himalayas, as a precautionary measure due to heavy overnight drizzle. The Yatra has been suspended along Pahalgam route in Anantnag district and on shortest but steep Baltal route in Gandharbal district. However, the chopper services were continuing normally till the reports last came in. More than 4,000 pilgrims are camping in the Nunwan base camp along the traditional Pahalgam route. The pilgrimage is likely to be resumed tomorrow in the wee hours when the weather improves. Nepal Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal will seek a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives on 12th of this month. The Prime Minister sent a letter to the Parliament Secretariat asking it to make arrangements for the vote. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.